Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we want to continue our look at the Ten Commandments. We recognize that in the journey of Moses, going out of the wilderness back into Egypt, confronting Pharaoh, the plagues, and the eventual release of the people to begin to leave Egypt and to start to move into an entirely new situation. And there comes this very, very significant point where Moses, who spends a long time up the mountain, is waiting upon God, and God reveals to him what we now call the Ten Commandments. In the previous program, we looked at this whole matter of God being first, and that no image or representation should be made of God. Today we come to two more commandments. One is that you shall not misuse or take in vain the name of the Lord your God. And the second one is to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. These are very, very important themes. The way that we use God's name, the way that we speak about him, whether there's any inflection of anger or a curse, or using his name utterly carelessly, these are things that are a real concern, because God's name is to be honoured. He is to be honoured. He's to be revered. We're to think about him with a great deal of thoughtfulness, and not just sort of carelessness. We don't use his name almost as a kind of a lucky fetish or something like that. It's to take his name and to have that sense of humility, that sense of deep awareness of his greatness and majesty. And in fact, I believe implicit in this commandment is also what Jesus was talking about when he said, I'll give you authority in the name of Jesus. The demons continue to flee and sicknesses disappear. You speak that name with great reverence and with real relationship being joined to Jesus in fellowship with him, it'll make a big difference. We also need just to reflect upon this command, remember the Sabbath day. Yes, I know that in times past, the way that life went on in so many parts of the world, it was actually possible for a day to be a day of rest and to be a day where God's people could come together to worship. Not so many years ago, many people would have found themselves free on a Sunday. Remember, the Sabbath day, of course, to the Jew was Saturday. Christians have always used Sunday as their special day because it's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. But the principle of having a day set apart to worship God is still valid, it's still good, though, as I've said, the way that life in society has changed, it means now some people have to work, and it's very difficult for them to keep the Sabbath, keep a day separate entirely. But the real principle, I believe, that the Lord is speaking about here is the principle of rest. It's that whole idea that we work maybe the 6 days, but that there should be a day where we have a change, where we are able to take ourselves away from the hurly-burly of everyday life and just to get into a place to be quiet. This principle of rest does not change. Even though we may find that we cannot literally choose the Sunday, it's still good to build into our lives periods of rest. The Lord rested, having made heaven and earth, and we too need to find the value of rest. I must pause there. We're going to have some worship, and after the worship, my good friend Patrick is going to join me, and we're going to continue discussion on these two commandments.
I love you, Jesus.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at Exodus chapter 20 and these verses 7 to 11. So, Richard, verse 7 then, about misusing or not misusing the name of the Lord your God. Many societies in the world today use God as a swear word or just a very casual thing. And it doesn't seem to be regarded as something which is so terrible these days. Is this what that is talking about?
Yes, I think it's exactly what it's talking about. Of course, there can be a kind of a reverence and attitude which becomes legalistic, and that's also missing the point. But I think what this commandment is telling us is that God's name is very precious to him. His name is a description of who he is, and of course for God there are many, many names, and therefore we mustn't use them lightly. We must use that name with great understanding, with respect, and it must not be just an outburst of anger to add the name of God in terms of swearing or even just exasperation. You don't do that with the name of God. You are to use it with great care.
Of course, there's quite a tradition and a history to this, because isn't it true that, you know, back in Old Testament days, the name of God, Yahweh, was regarded as so sacred that they wouldn't even use it in its full form?
Well, there was that element very much about the Jewish people, and to write it as well, they would have considered quite a task, because of their great respect for the name. But the Lord's name is powerful. When we speak the name of Jesus, who is God, there's a great authority about it, and therefore to trivialize it is a very serious thing.
Let's have a look then at verse 8 and the Sabbath and keeping the Sabbath holy. The first question, perhaps, is the hardest one. What does holy actually mean in this context? How do you keep the Sabbath holy?
Well, the word holy actually means separate. And therefore, sometimes, again, there can be rather mysterious sort of additions to the idea of being holy. But what it means is to be set apart. It's something that is distinct. It's not to be confused with other things, that when we set apart a day for God, then it should be seen to be very different to other days. If it's not seen as very different, then again we've missed the point.
And again, you have this, a sort of historical add-ons to all of this. The Jews regarded Saturday as the Sabbath. Christians changed it; it became Sunday. And how we treat Sunday has been quite a source of controversy down the years in the church. Has that changed in the modern day? Should we still have a special attitude towards Sunday?
I think we should, but I think the challenge is that there have been days, for example, in the UK, days when the UK could really be seen to be a Christian nation.
Mm.
And if that was fairly widely accepted, to then introduce a day into the working week, a separate day, a Sabbath day, a rest day, you can do that when everybody is basically agreeing with the Christian principles.
Mm.
But now, of course, most countries are secular, what we used to term Christian countries. Some of the African countries had a reputation of being a Christian country.
Mm.
Many, many places now, that reputation is in tatters. It's just not there. Secularism, modernism, and even other religions have overtaken the Christian religion as the main thing.
So how does that leave Christians in terms of what we should do for a Sabbath?
Well, I think we've still got to do our best. We may not be able to do as much as we would like to do, but I think we've still got to do our best. We can still do some things that will make it different. And even if it is simply making sure that we're joining the people of God, whether it's just the morning or whether it's the evening, if we can do both, that's good, if there are morning-evening services. But I think that's the best that we can do. And some Christians have made quite a sacrifice. They've gone to employers and said, look, I would prefer not to work on Sunday. And that's a very good stand to take.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.